Music from Josh Ritter. That's from his latest album, and it's called The Historical Conquest of Josh Ritter. And that was The Temptation of Adam. Before that, we had new music from Amanda Palmer from her latest album, just came out last week. And brand new tunes from Ruckus Roboticus, that's featuring Spanky Wilson on vocals, and it's called TGIF. It is my pleasure to welcome a group of guys that have been here before, some of them for 3 years, some of them for two. They are members of Beard Team Ohio. They are in the house. Welcome, everybody.
Hello.
Yes.
We've got Thomas, Nate, Brandon, and Steven. Very glad to have you all in the studio. Before we get to the big event, BeardCon, yes, let's give the folks a little background. For those who are unfamiliar, give us a little rundown of who Beard Team Ohio is and what you guys do.
Beard Team Ohio is a collection of statewide beard and mustache clubs and enthusiasts, and the genesis of Beard Team Ohio is actually right out of Dayton, Ohio. Steven, our ambassador.
That's me.
Right there. From the Gem City Gentleman of the Gilded Beard, sat us all down in a Mexican restaurant one day and told us that bearding was the most fantastic thing in the world. And thus, we started a beard club, and then we realized that we had the responsibility to carry the weight of the entire state as far as bearded pride goes. So that is what we do. We travel, we compete, we've been all over the world bringing glory back to Ohio, and we give as much money as we humanly possibly can to charity all the time.
And this is a Beard Team Ohio is a coming together of different bearding groups throughout the state, like the Gem City Gentlemen, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. There's tons of clubs coming this year. There's like 20 of them, I believe, is the final count so far.
Yeah.
Right, 20. There's like 20 of them coming from all over the country, even from England. There's a guy coming from England. There's Beard Team Canada is going to be there with, I guess there's members from Protest the Hero is in that club. And, I mean, there's going to be tons and tons of clubs there, so from all over.
Now, when we first talked 3 years ago for the Gem City Gentlemen's first Beards of Charity event, that was really the first beard and mustache competition in Ohio, and it has grown. The sort of momentum has grown since then to last year's Beards of Science event up in Columbus, and this year we have BeardCon. BeardCon is the biggest thing you guys have done by far. Tell us what the decision was to grow the event and what's going to be different this year.
Well, the decision to grow the event every year was basically based on how well we've done the previous year. The first year we held it, I personally, being a pessimist a little bit, decided that we were only going to get 100 people to show up and that we'd have a hard time making money for the charity. We ended up getting 350 people, and we raised $1,600 for a local charity in Dayton, the Stillwater Center. The next year, I did the same thing. I was like, we're only going to get 300 people. We ended up getting 650 people to come out to Columbus at the at COSI for Beards of Science. And this year, so we figured we'd take it as big as we could get it. We're holding a beard and mustache convention. We've got vendors from all over the country, beard clubs, like Steven said, from all over the country representing themselves. And it's going to be an entrance for people off the street and even people who are just beginning to be in the beard and mustache community to see what it's all about, to talk to people, to get into it, to learn actually how to care for their beard. That's BeardCon this year.
And you guys are all, you know, well-versed in the beard and mustache community. I know that you've all done a bit of traveling around, doing competitions in other cities and states and things like that. What is the atmosphere like at these events? It seems like just such a fun, joyous occasion. Tell me a little bit about what that's been like.
I've actually talked to a few people this evening about this around town. There are a lot of people that ask me, what are you going to do? What's going to be there? It's honestly the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. That's why I went. I didn't have faith that it was going to be crazy and cool, whatever. But I went to Beards of Science last year, and it was absolutely insane. There were people from all over the country. The camaraderie was unbelievable. Everyone who spoke to you was genuinely interested in you and where you were from and how you were doing. So I would say the biggest thing is it's a spectacle. I mean, it's something to see. Yeah.
And the competition, having attended the past two events and been a judge for the last one, the competition is quite the spectacle. People are not shy about really showing off and having a good time. Tell me a little bit about kind of the pageantry that's associated with the competition aspect.
Well, like you said, yeah, I mean, people aren't shy. And, you know, it's not really shyness is not really a luxury that our kind is afforded, because we wear that lifestyle on our face 24 hours a day. It's not as if, you know, this is some sort of costume pageant or something where you can take it off and go back to being a quote-unquote normal person the next Monday. You know, and that's kind of what we admire and what we value about being a beardsman, is that it is a commitment. And, you know, you do – I'm not going to say you necessarily take risks in your personal life, but – you know, there are sacrifices that you make to wear, you know, distinguished facial hair. And as far as the pageantry goes, it's only limited to your imagination and to some degree to your genetics, I suppose. but realistically, for someone who's never been to a beard and mustache contest before, I wouldn't say that anybody ever leaves disappointed, and they usually leave the event with their minds blown open, I would say. I was going to say minds blown and minds open, but I'm just going to go with blown open.
Just combine the two there.
That makes sense.
Well, and you mentioned beardsmen, but it's not just about the guys. The ladies have a part in this too. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the two of my personal favorite categories are the women's fake realistic and the women's fake fantastic beard categories, and we see some of the most creative manifestations of beard love and beard enthusiasm in these women. I've seen girls with working parts in their beard. There's a girl from Richmond, Virginia, and at a competition down in Austin, Texas, she had working iPods and iPhones in her beard. And they played like beard related stuff. It was incredible. We have a girl. Right. She was born in Salina. She's a part of the Gem City Gentlemen in Dayton. Her name is Tess, and she actually wins a lot of beard and mustache competitions for her insanely creative beards. In Lansing, she had a bubble beard, and it was literally just bubbles that wrapped around her entire head and all the way down into a bathtub that she had fashioned that hung on her waist, and it blew bubbles into the air, and it played music, and it lit up. It was incredible. So, yeah, the women and children get to compete, too.
We got a kids' competition this year.
That's right.
We should definitely mention
that. They
get
so creative that they're only beards in the technical sense that they're hanging from your face. But the creativity is absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And it gives a lot of the women who are either with, you know, their boyfriend or their husband or their brother's a beard or their dad's in the beard club, it gives them something to do. We try to make our event so that everybody can participate and everybody can have fun.
Yeah, and that's one thing that we want to be clear about is a lot of people when you know, we'll see them at a bar or in a public setting and we'll say, you know, hey, you know, we're throwing this beard competition, you should come. And they'll say, well, my beard isn't competition worthy. I'm just a normal man. And, you know, or whatever the case is. And that's one thing that we wanted to make clear is there is a place in our competition and at our event for women, children, and we do have a groomed beard category, which is certain to be very stacked. But it's, you know, we wanted to make a place, and that was our reasoning behind the introduction of that category, so that there is a place for these guys who maybe haven't grown their beard for years and years to come and say, you know, here I am, I'm getting started, but I think for a budding youth full beard, mine is very fine, and I'm going to come in here and prove it.
Yeah.
So you're growing the competition categories to kind of fit your growing demographic or membership.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's just a lot of what we do is we've been to a ton of festivals and events, and we've done the whole regular life thing, and it's a lot of it tends to be somewhat exclusive in some way or another, and ours is the event where anybody can come and anybody can really actively participate. You get to get on stage for a couple minutes and have your couple minutes of fame and have people cheer for you. And then you get to go home feeling elated that you met basically 1,000 of your new best friends at a beard and mustache competition.
Yeah, and that's one of the most amazing things probably is that a lot of people will see, you know, a person with a massive beard or something, and you kind of make certain assumptions about what type of person that person is. And that's probably the most beautiful thing that we've taken away from this, aside from, you know, being grateful that we've been able to donate to charity as much as we have, is that you learn that there isn't a certain stereotypical type of person who makes this decision. We have people that come to our competitions that are, you know, pizza delivery drivers, or, you know, professors at respected institutions, or, you know, people who are firemen, everything from firemen to professors to pizza men to people who are musicians, and every walk of life that you could imagine. There is a certain whatever it is that clicks inside of a person that says, you know, I want to see what my face will do if I let it do what it's here to do.
see what genetics will do.
That's right.
Yeah. Do.
I think it's worth knowing about yourself.
It's a good thing to explore. In talking about the charity aspect of the event, tell me about the charity and tell me about why you guys decided to make this a charity event year in, year out.
Well, we are supporting Central Ohio Men Against Prostate Cancer. Personally, I've had a pretty big impact on my family with prostate cancer. My uncle has had prostate cancer and luckily survived it, and so has my great-grandpa, who is now deceased, but he did survive it for a while. We put a lot of time and effort into making sure that we can include the community and do something good for the people who are having a hard time. And especially for prostate cancer, it doesn't just give one person a hard time. It gives a lot of people a hard time. And if we can do anything for them, we want to.
Yeah. And it's – so Nate here, he told me a philosophy – he spoke about a philosophy a while ago that really stuck with me. And it was – he said that we could give to a huge prostate cancer foundation, or we could give to a huge charity foundation, but he says, why don't we just give to somebody where our money's going to have an impact? You know, what did you say? You said, like, we could...
Yeah, I mean, essentially, you know, if you give to a giant organization, it'll be a kind of a drop in the bucket. And, you know, since we're a small, devoted group of hardcore people who are working very hard, we would like to give to a smaller group that's more localized so that whatever money we're fortunate enough to raise can have the biggest impact possible. And the Central Ohio Men Against Prostate Cancer made sense to us because... obviously, Central Ohio, it's, you know, regionally limited to people that are in our neighborhoods. And prostate cancer, you know, it is a man's disease at the end of the day. And as much as our competition has allowed a place for women and children to express their beard fancies as well, you know, at the end of the day, prostate cancer is a man's disease, and beards are a man's gift from the heavens, or whatever you want to say. So, to us, it made sense to fight our curse with our blessing, in a way, I guess.
Yay.
We are talking about BeardCon with members of Beard Team Ohio. The event is October 6th in Columbus. We're going to have some details up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/kaleidoscope radio. And we'll be back to talk with these guys a little more coming up next. Right now, we're going to hear some music from some guys that have some pretty good beards. They are the Buffalo Killers. This is from their new one. It's from Dig So, Love Grow. And this is Hey Girl. You're hearing it on Kaleidoscope on WISO. Thank you.